This is Degaris, Masculist, MGTOW, Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 740, entitled Degaris dominates YouTube search with terms masculism and masculist. Description. If you search on YouTube with the keyword masculism or masculist, my masculist videos get most of the top hits. With the term masculism, it gets 70% of the top 10 hits. If it's masculist, it gets a third of the top 15 hits. This is in late December 2025. This video discusses the likely consequences of this, plus what is going on in South Korea, where masculist pressure influenced the new president of South Korea to put a masculist, anti-feminist agenda in his political platform, which helped him get elected. Now the flow itself. Degaris dominates YouTube search with terms masculism and masculist by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube used to be under the CEO thumb of Susan Wojcicki, a Polish-American, who was a feminist, who promoted feminist YouTube channels and, in capital letters, deleted masculist channels. I had my YouTube masculist channel deleted twice, in 2019 and again in 2023. Her sexist hypocrisy, in brackets, that is, it's okay for women, for feminists, to lash out at men for the ways that men oppress women, but it's not okay for men, for masculists, to lash out at women for the even worse ways that women oppress men, close brackets, made her, in capital letters, the most hated woman in the manosphere. That is, men on the internet talking about men's issues. When she died young, in her 50s, the manosphere celebrated. So hated was she. Personally, when I heard that she had died, I did a little jig. YouTube was then taken over by a man, a middle-aged man, and things changed a bit. At least I was able to upload my 1,000-plus masculist videos on my third attempt at creating a masculist channel on YouTube, in brackets, which is far and away the planet's largest video hosting site, with the planet's largest number of viewers. Hence its great ideological power, that is, its ability to influence the minds of several billion people. That's billion with a B. Close brackets. I suspect that YouTube still shadow bans me, since the number of hits I get per video is typically under 30, but at least they remain up. They don't get totally suppressed the way Susan Wojcicki did. In brackets. But to be fair to YouTube, it's also possible that my professorial essay style probably just wafts over the heads of most YouTube viewers, hence the low hit count. Close brackets. I'm a committed masculist. Promoting masculist ideas is one of my several life goals. So I feel committed to making a masculist essay, that I call a flyer, and making a video of me reading it aloud per week. I've been doing this for over a decade, so it's not surprising that this flyer is numbered 740. I coined the term masculist and masculism way back in the early 70s, when I was a young man, watching the second wave of feminism get off the ground and getting very excited by it. Given my age, nearly 80, I grew up in the 50s and 60s, when upper middle class women were housewives and paralytically boring. I remember listening and watching the mothers of my classmates at a private school I attended at an age of about 15 and being struck by how equally boring these mothers were, just like my own mother. In the early 70s, and with a bachelor's degree in pure math and math physics under my belt, I moved to London from Melbourne, Australia, where I was exposed to the rising women's movement in London and got very excited. I felt at the time that feminism might make women interesting. That is, I might be able to share with women my intellectual passions for math and physics. In brackets, but unfortunately that never happened. In reality, most of my SOs, that's significant others, that is, wives and serious girlfriends, were seriously into literature, not math and physics, at which they were distinctly inferior. Close brackets. I had hoped that I might be able to talk with them about such things, that is, math and physics, so I became an avid male feminist and learned a lot about feminist ideas. I saw with my own eyes how feminist ideas transformed women's lives as women latched onto a gender political ideology that liberated them from their previous role as boring housewives. I was inspired by feminism. I saw how it moved from its initial consciousness-raising phase, in brackets, sitting in circles in consciousness-raising groups at universities, close brackets, into politics, getting gender laws changed in a big way. For example, equal pay for equal work, the right to enter the professions, the abortion right, fault-free divorce, take over the divorce courts, women's studies courses at universities, etc. I was amazed at how women's lives were changed, both personally and legally, by an ideology which made me wonder if something similar might be done for men. So I started thinking about a possible men's lib and how men suffered under the traditional male role of being the sole breadwinner of the nuclear family. Once I started thinking about a possible men's lib, I needed a label for such an ideology. It occurred to me the obvious male equivalent of the word feminist, in brackets, note, not femininist, with its extra syllable, close brackets, would be the word masculist, brackets, note, not masculinist, as the French are so obsessed with lately, close brackets. Being a theorist in pure math and math physics, I began using those skills to dreaming up masculist theory and got active in the 80s in Brussels, the capital city of the European Union, in lobbying the European Parliament to look into men's issues. I helped establish the European Men's Liberation Movement, in brackets, consisting mostly of fathers' rights organisations, in the following countries: UK, Belgium, France, Holland, Germany, Denmark, with close ideological collaboration with the US, close brackets. Over time, it became clear to me that women were fipping in a big way, that is, they were pouring into the workforce, thus freeing men up from being man's slaves to fluffy women, working for decades for parasitic women who did not bother to become career competent, who expected to live off the money and labour of a man, thus manslaving him for decades, a major gender crime in the eyes of the masculists. Once I saw a clear trend of women fipping up, my interest in masculism cooled, since I saw the fipping of women as the main solution to the majority of men's issues. I then moved into other fields and interests. However, in 2015, I started listening to Sandman, brackets, a pseudonym used by a Canadian MGTOW, M-G-T-O-W, men going their own way, vlogger, to prevent him from being doxxed by feminazis, close brackets, one of the most prominent MGTOW content providers, and was made conscious by him how badly men, actually divorcing fathers, were suffering at the hands of the fluffy feminists who took over the divorce courts in the 70s, who since then have been butchering the lives of one father in four, a massive gender crime, in fact, the dominant gender political reality of our times. Sandman galvanized me to get back into maskless action again. So I started writing maskless essays that I called flyers, that is, short maskless opinion pieces, that in print would be about 2 or 3 pages long. Then it occurred to me that I could spread maskless thinking more effectively if I videoed myself reading these flowers aloud, which is something I've been doing since about 2015, that is, about a decade now, hence the large number of these maskless flyers. This one is number 740. Since many of these flyers are in parts, usually 2, sometimes 3 or 4, there are well over 1,000 such maskless videos that I've put up on 6 video hosting sites. That's YouTube, Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and X. At the moment, I get the greatest number of hits on BitChute, in brackets, which for years has preached that it offers freedom of speech, close brackets. Typically about 5 to 10 times more than on YouTube. But since YouTube is so much bigger than BitChute, I care more about YouTube, with its much greater potential for spreading the maskless word, than BitChute. So after my third attempt at putting up my maskless videos on YouTube, I've been watching closely the proportion of hits using the search terms maskless or masculism that are to my videos. This flyer is to announce that now I actually dominate the YouTube search list on these two terms as of late December 2025. For example, searching the term masculism on YouTube will give you 7 of my maskless videos out of the top 10, in brackets, that is the first 10 in the search list. That is 70%. And this is for the whole planet! Exclamation mark. A similar search with the term masculist gives a 30%, that is 5 out of the top 15. The rest of this flyer discusses the implications of this dominance. What effect might this have on the spread of maskless thinking across the planet? To set the scene a bit and to show what a formidable obstacle remains for maskless to see their ideology become as widely spread as feminism, consider the following that has happened to me recently. A few weeks ago, from the time of writing this flyer, I attended a 50-plus year reunion of alumni to my old university college called Queen's College, associated with the University of Melbourne. I chatted a bit with the wife of the college's new master. She was an American. I told her I was thinking of donating money to the college to establish a PhD fellowship investment fund that could pay for a PhD student in pure math or math physics using the interest generated from that fund. Of course, she was interested. I also told her that I was one of the planet's principal maskless theorists and wanted to give a serious talk to the students of Queen's College on the main ideas of maskulism. I gave her my contact data with some hope that something might come of it. An hour or so after that, I met her husband briefly, who was told by the college's business manageress that I was interested in setting up a PhD fellowship fund and that I wanted to give a maskless talk. I noticed he flinched a bit at the mention of the word masculist. Of course, he would be monoconscious, that is, the only gender politics he has heard of is feminist, which preaches the dogma that gender oppression is a one-way street, that women are the oppressed and men are the oppressors, whereas in reality, but you have to be a masochist to see this. Women oppress men far worse, with women's man's slavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering and the like, which are far worse gender crimes against men than vice versa. Needless to say, I have not heard back from them. When I asked my feminist girlfriend why she thought there was no reply, she said, quote, due to your very verbally violent attack on women, end quote. This is the end of part one.